Well, caring for the earth, I think, is an essential part of who we are. That's our faith. We're part of creation. We're not separate from it.
The Benedictine Sisters of the Monastery of St. Gertrude in Cottonwood, Idaho, practice a stewardship of the land deeply rooted in religion. Independent producer Barrett Golding happened on the sisters while he was cycling along the Lewis and Clark Trail, as chronicled in our series, Stories from the Heart of the Land. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you stories about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Sisters of St. Gertrude's Garden.
Yes, I'm Sister Mary Kay Henry here at the Monastery of St. Gertrude in Cottonwood, Idaho, at the foot of a wonderfully wooded butte here on Camas Prairie, which is originally part of the Nez Perce lands. People can experience the draw of the land. They can look over and see the Seven Devils Mountains, the beginning of the Salmon River breaks, look out across Camas Prairie to the Bitterroot, the Clearwater Mountains.
Sun feels good.
Well, I'm Sister Carol Ann, and my focal point is the woods. Supervising of the harvesting, the logging, it's the basic managing of it.
I'm Sister Janet, and I use the herbs that we grow to help make tinctures and salves, healing potions.
Well, caring for the earth, I think, is an essential part of who we are. That's our faith. We're part of creation. We're not separate from it. And so it doesn't do any good to help people get born or help people have money or whatever you're doing if what we're giving them is a sick planet to live on. I think nature is the original scripture that tells us about God.
To me, it's also like a mirror of God. It reflects God. You look at nature and you see God, too.
Mm-hmm. Catholic spirituality is very much the awareness of the sacred in the everyday.
The stones that the building's made out of came from the hillside. So it was all quarried from the hill, brought down by horse and wagon, and the sisters helped stack them up. So we talk about, you know, the house we live in comes from the earth, the food we eat comes from the earth, and then our cemetery is up just above the rise there, and then we go back to the earth.
You can hear more stories like these at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.